And welcome on in. It is an early July edition of Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. This is our TV and internet-only segment. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey here. And, Tone, you are a year older than the last time I saw you.
Yes, yes. A year better is the way I like to describe
it.
Yes, yes. A year wiser. I'm actually more fit than I was the last time.
That's good.
Yes.
Now, do you, some people get to a certain stage of life and they stop celebrating birthdays. Are you still a birthday celebrator?
I was never a big birthday celebrator to begin with. Mm-hmm. So this year, my wife and I went out and had some dinner. And that was pretty the kids were out of town. Cameron had a track meet this weekend, and Ariana was at a friend's house. So, yeah, not much of a celebration.
More gifts? Gifts to speak of?
Yes, yes. I got these wonderful new sunglasses.
Oh.
They are Ray-Bans. I am a stylish young
man. I have Ray-Bans myself.
Yes.
You know, they're like the tried and true. Everybody, you know, there's other brands that try to, you know, supersede them. But sometimes, you know, the oldest and the most traditional is the best.
And, you know, I only wear one style. I went from the Wayfair to the Clubmaster. This is the Clubmaster. It's an aluminum frame. Oh, yeah, these are hot right here. Yes,
oh, sure are.
I may just wear these through the show. I hope our boss, Dick Vardonica, doesn't mind. These are a birthday present from my wife,
absolutely.
Dick. I'm wearing them through the show.
Well, let's take a look at what's on tap for this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, our Courtside Tip-Off, presented by Standard TV and Appliance. C.J. McCollum was officially introduced to the local media today, and I had a chance to sit down with him one-on-one, so you'll be very impressed with CJ off the court, and then we'll get to see him on the court with the Blazers Summer League activity starting this weekend. And then our pal Chris Haynes from Comcast Sports Northwest, Blazer Insider, will be joining us about halfway into the program, and we'll be talking about the fact that we're still a little limited for a couple of days as to what we can say, names we can say, things we can talk about, but fortunately Chris can talk about those kind of things, so we'll still address some of the things that are going on. So we'll do our best to keep you up to date on everything Trailblazers and NBA related, as we do always on Trailblazers Courtside, and we'll get things rolling right after this on Comcast Sportsnet and Trailblazers.com.
Trailblazers Courtside is brought to you by Standard TV and Appliance. We set the standard by the new Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and by Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
When my customers come back from visiting with Standard, they are amazed at the selection that they have.
You have so much more to look at here than a box store, and a much better environment as well.
Well, I think Standard has a diversity of products that matches our diversity of clients.
It saves them time from having to run around to find different brands and price shop. They can find everything here at one store.
I just haven't found anybody to beat Standard.
Over 40 brands and 18,000 items in stock. Standard TV and Appliance.
Tenacity. Plated in chrome. Determination. Covered in mud. Fight. Firing on six cylinders. The new Ram 1500 with best-in-class fuel economy. Guts. Glory. Ram. Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year.
And now we're
100th Tour de France. Continuing coverage through July 21st on the NBC Sports Network.
There's no such thing as a nobody to me. And I always wanted to show that. And I always wanted to give them a voice, and I wanted to give the item a voice. Show the relationship that people have with an inanimate object, how powerful it can be to them. To see the excitement in their face and to hear their stories about the piece, that's what I love about what we do.
Your customers have so many media options. Are you advertising in the right place? Don't let the choices overwhelm you. Make them work for you. Advertise your business in the most popular programs on TV, right here in your local area. We'll work together to target the networks and shows your customers are watching, so they see your commercial and you see results. Contact us today to create effective advertising that cuts through the media clutter. For more information, visit ComcastSpotlight.com/Oregon.
Throws up a three, front rim, Bayless the rebound, and he scores!
Oh,
first time.
Here's Miller, right side, scores again. A new career high for Andre Miller.
8 seconds. We're going to go on Ariza. Brandon for the lead. Scoop shot. Yes! Passed up the three for Roy. Yes! Brandon Roy is back!
As usual, Pacific Power presents Trailblazers Courtside. We are simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast Sportsnet, and stream live at trailblazers.com. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey with you in the next hour. C.J. McCollum, the Blazers' top draft choice in town today, getting ready for his first practice leading up to Summer League activity this weekend. But he met the media today, and I had a chance to go one-on-one with him. You'll get that in our next segment. And Chris Haynes, our friend from Comcast Sports Northwest, Blazer Insider, will be with us at the bottom of the hour because Tone, and we should tell everybody that is just joining us and maybe did not catch our first segment. Tone had a birthday over the weekend.
Yes.
Turned 23.
Okay.
And so he couldn't even take it with a straight face. I was trying to sell it a little bit. So he got a wonderful gift of new Ray-Ban sunglasses from the lovely Jennifer Harvey. So he is sporting them, and they are definitely a good look. Sometimes, you know, people put on sunglasses and they don't fit the face very well.
Right.
But that's a good look for you.
I was blessed to find this style about 5 years ago, and it fits. So I don't even mess with anything else. The roundest stuff, nah. Just give me the old-fashioned class.
Very smart. Very smart. So so everybody understands, and I'm sure that Mike and Mike talked about this when we had our last show before the draft, and obviously it's something that comes up during this 9-day NBA moratorium period. Anybody who is a team employee, such as ourselves, cannot speak publicly about anything that has been rumored, agreed upon verbally, because nothing officially gets done until the 9 days are done and we get to Wednesday. Wednesday the 10th, the NBA right now is finalizing what the salary cap will be, what the financial numbers will be.
Max contracts.
Yeah,
exactly
all that kind of stuff is being figured out by the accountants and so forth. And then basically anything that has been verbally agreed upon throughout the league, Blazers included, can be officially consummated on Wednesday, and then we can say everybody's name left and right. But up to now, we are limited. And certainly it came up because there was, of course, one of the many rumors about a potential signing involved a Blazer from last year. And his prospective new team called me up to try to have me on as a guest on a talk show today. And two of the guys that are hosting the radio talk show actually are TV broadcasters for the team, but they aren't employed by the team. They're employed by the TV network. So they technically can, even though the radio show is held on the flagship radio station of the team, they are not team employees. So I said to them, you know, hey, I would love to come on, but they'd be doing all the talking and I'd be saying, whatever you say. I mean, I can't even really say you're right on the money with that. I can't even acknowledge it. I can't. So we're kind of in a limited position to talk about things.
On those limits, because I was wondering about the same thing. Is it okay to say that if the rumors are true, I think this will be a better team?
I don't know. I think that treads into what I was told by our esteemed boss, Dick Vardonaga. If you think that maybe it's something that could be getting you in trouble, it probably is.
So let me be very clear for the record. I wasn't saying that if the rumors
you're saying
true,
if someone did.
If someone said that.
Someone, yes.
Yes, someone said that. I was trying to test to see what the limits are. I wasn't actually saying that if the rumors are true, we're going to be a better team. I was saying, would someone get in trouble for saying such a thing?
About some team.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We really should have a big red light above above the main camera there that it would be an indication that Dick's calling in, and it's pretty much
right here. He doesn't even need to call in. There should be a straight line, especially for Rice, right here to Dickie V's office, and he can just mash a button and the light
or an electric shock, like one of those invisible fences for dogs, you know, like so just something that just kind of just would – would basically startle him into submission.
There's a new Toyota commercial. It's relatively new, and this guy, and every time he gets ready to do something stupid, the horn sounds, and they're talking about the new, it's to let you know that your tires are low. It's basically the advertising that this is this new feature on the car, and the guy's about to put all his money into this crazy pot. That's exactly what Rice needs. Every time he gets ready to push in, and just pull it on back and calm it.
Because every indication is that the NBA doesn't release these kind of numbers, but if you listen to some of the internal folks talk, they're like ramping up the fines during this period for people that do. And, you know, David Stern's retiring. I mean, they got to probably raise a little more money than normal for, like, you know, the Stern retirement party. So I'm guessing that they're looking at this like, you know, somebody's gonna mess up. And so, you know, they're definitely trying to collect. And I'm just trying to make sure that we're not in the group that contributes to this big fine.
Well, this light was just given to us, so I'm a little bit concerned because it's glowing
on, yes. So somebody from another room may have, relayed a message.
Let's change subjects real quick.
Yeah, we're kind of perilously close to the cliff, but we aren't going over.
Here's what we can't talk about, though. Here are things that we can't talk about.
Yes.
The draft. This is our first time really being able to talk about the draft and what the Blazers were able to do. They went into that draft, and they had decided C.J. McCollum was a target. And people have asked me, what did I think about the draft? Well, I can't say I know enough about C.J. McCollum's game because I didn't get the chance to see a lot of Lehigh games this year. But what I can tell you is when you designate a guy as your guy, and I trust, you know, Neil O'Shea and Bill Branch and Steve Rosenberg, I trust all of those guys implicitly. They decided that C.J. McCollum was the guy that they wanted. He fell into their laps at 10. They got him. They were ecstatic. And I'll tell you, the other guy, Allen Crabbe, at 31.
Yeah, great trade to be able to pick him up.
Yes. I don't know if it was a trade or not. I don't know if they actually got Allen.
Yeah, no, he's here.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am.
Did we trade a player? I mean,
no, he's here.
I'm so scared. I don't want to give any money away.
He's here. He's taking his physical tonight. He'll be in the practice floor tomorrow. You can say his name.
Okay.
Say his name.
I'm just making sure.
You know who you can't say is you can't say somebody else picked in the second round that has been rumored to be involved. So that person, whoever that might be, isn't around.
But the Allen Crabbe pick at 31,
he's around.
To acquire
he's right
him.
There in bold print. Allen Crabbe. We can say his name.
I'll tell you, I'm excited, though. I'm excited to see what the guys can do in the summer league. The guys I'm looking forward to, I really want to see what Will Barton, you know, how he's changed his body. And I really want to look at what Myers Leonard brings to the table.
I was going to say, who are you trying to kid? Myers Leonard, who's you want? You want to see if he's done anything in this offseason to impress you.
And not even impress me, growth. Yeah. And let me be clear, that's what it would impress me. I don't need to see him go out there and get 20 points and grab 10 rebounds and block 5 shots. I want to see him consistently be in the right position on both ends of the floor. If he doesn't block a shot and doesn't get a rebound, I won't hold that against him. If I can see a consistent level of play, being in the right position at the right time consistently, I think the coaches would be ecstatic with that from him.
Yeah, from last year's team, Victor Claver, Joe Freeland, Myers Leonard, Will Barton will all be part of the team. C.J. McCollum and Allen Crabbe from this year's draft, some free agents. Damian Lillard is listed on the Blazers roster. Now, I assume that's more to be there for support. I don't know that he's actually going to play in any game. But one thing that...
There's too many players on that roster, though.
There's a few names up there that we can't mention.
Yes.
So we won't. But there's also somebody that will be added to the Summer League roster.
Is LaMarcus playing in the Summer League?
This is the next year's roster, is what they're showing. So.
They really get a hell of a commitment.
But I think one thing that we're seeing, though, is that some names from Summer League, and Terry Stotts brought this up the other day, saying that there are going to be, I mean, a lot of times your Summer League roster has some free agents, guys that are looking to win a job, not necessarily just with your team, but maybe with any team in the NBA, there's the potential for probably 2/3 of the Blazers Summer League roster to also be guys that will be on the training camp roster come October.
And that's an amazing number, but this is a team that's in transition. The guys didn't like to rebuild the name, and I kind of agree with that. And they showed that it wasn't a rebuilding team. They were retooling, certainly. They're in transition, definitely. And this is a team in transition when you've got, you know, you're starting five next year. We know LaMarcus will be there. You know Dame will be there. You know Wes and Nick will be there. Then they've got to shore up that five position, which, you know, that could happen, you know, on the 10th. You just never know.
It could happen
on the 10th. And then you get some free agents to come in, and that could happen on the 10th.
Yeah, well, that could too.
All of a sudden, you take a team that was 6-7 deep that's now legitimately going to be 9 or 10 players deep. I think it's going to make all the difference in the world.
That's a big day, the 10th.
Yes.
I mean, I think at 12:01, I'm just going to just be learning all out over names.
tweet.
No. I've been waiting 9 days to say this.
One Antonio Harvey and Blazer Wheels.
Yes.
You might want to follow us between now and 12:01 on Wednesday, because it's going.
We're gonna have the tweets loaded to send. But is it 12:01? It's not 12:30. It's 12. For sure, it's past 12. All right, now I can send. So yes, as of Wednesday. All right, when we come back, the interview I had a chance to do earlier today with top draft choice C.J. McCollum. Again, you're going to be very impressed with this young man, a journalism major. I'll tell you, he's going to be correcting our spelling and our verbiage and everything. He's a very smart young
man. He might not want to do that.
Well, he may find out that with some people it won't work as well as others. But that's as we continue with this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power and simulcast on Comcast SportsNet, the Blazers Radio Network, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
What's Express? It's fast and rapid. And maintenance, preservation, and protection. Express maintenance at Broadway Toyota. Drop it off. Have a cup. Two-tech service and inspect your car at one time. Not that guy. These guys. Oil filter, tire rotation, $49.95. Then just pick it up and you're off. Rapid, precise protection. Broadway Toyota. For price, selection, and convenience, Broadway is the only way. And we're in the middle of it all at the I-5 Rose Quarter exit.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires a good thing?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Forever in gold. The 2013 CONCACAF Gold Cup. Panama versus Martinique. Mexico versus Canada. The first competitive Mexican game in Seattle. Thursday, July 11th, 5:30 p.m. at CenturyLink Field. For tickets, call 1-800-745-3000 or go to goldcup.org. The 2013 CONCACAF Gold Cup. Get your tickets today.
Our biggest client will be here in 15 minutes, and this presentation is taking forever to download.
Well, we have DSL. It takes time.
I know. Comcast is fast. Great price. Please, you're the office manager. Help.
Big file?
Yeah.
You take out the video.
I can't do that.
Move the meeting?
I can't do that either.
Maybe you had some bad shellfish for lunch, and you have to go home.
That's not bad.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today and add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business drives business.
Mr. Barry Manilow, in Australia, they have a gang problem over there.
Yeah.
In certain parts of Australia. And so they'll blast his music throughout the streets to keep gang members from hanging, from congregating and hanging around certain areas.
Oh, Mandy. You left without taking.
That's a good idea.
Let's do some damage at the Copacabana.
Back to Trailblazers Courtside. Brian Wheeler joined now by the Blazers' first-round draft choice, C.J. McCollum. And, C.J., I know you're just in town as of last night and getting your way through Portland a little bit. How do you like things so far?
I like it a lot. You know, it's a very nice city, a very nice place in terms of fan support. And I'm thankful to be in a situation where I can kind of grow and learn from, you know, veteran guys. And I think we've done a pretty good job in free agency. So I just look forward to the future.
So now the future immediate, that is, first practice tomorrow. tomorrow. Summer League coming up later this week. What would you like to achieve in the Summer League in Las Vegas?
I think one of the biggest things is to just try to be consistent. You know, consistent with my movements, consistent with my jump shot, and with my effort. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we're all here for a reason. You know, I'm good at a variety of things, but I just want to make sure that I'm kind of tightening up my skills and making my movements very efficient, because the NBA, you know, everybody's athletic, everybody's strong, everybody's fast, but, you know, picking your spots and kind of playing the angles is what helps you succeed.
I'm sure you've taken a look at the roster. A lot of times in Summer League, you're playing with some guys that are looking to win a spot, maybe on the team they're on, possibly on another team if they're a free agent. You're probably going to be seeing a lot of guys that you'll see again in training camp in October.
Yeah, I know we got a really good roster. I think we'll be on a team, Myers, Jewel. So, I mean, we got a lot of depth. We got a lot of guys that have played in the NBA just coming back to finish up their second year Summer League. So I just look forward to it. I know we got a couple other guys coming in. I know Allen's in. I seen him last night on Dexter Strickland. So I think we have a terrific team, and I'm happy that, you know, now we're playing for something. Now, you know, we have a chance to win a championship.
When the whole draft process starts, you're obviously not sure where you're going to go through the whole process of the combine and going through the pre-draft workouts and so forth. But when you looked at where you wanted everything to end up, could it have worked out any better for you?
No, honestly, I don't think it could have. You know, we got a great organization from top to bottom, you know, a great team, great fan support. So I'm just thankful for the opportunity, and I'm in a position, like I said before, where I can kind of learn from guys. I can kind of, you know, step in and contribute in different ways. You know, with my ability to knock down shots and kind of score, I think that's going to help out, you know, whether I'm playing with Damon or behind him or whatever. I'm willing to do whatever's necessary to help the team win.
And it's always nice to go somewhere where you're wanted, and clearly exactly. you were a primary option for the Blazers, and they were hoping that you were going to be available at 10.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, it was a mutual love, and I think I found a good home.
Now, take us back to your budding friendship with Damian, which goes back quite a ways, even before you thought about possibly playing with him with the Trailblazers. But many people have compared his road to Portland with the road that you're on. And go back to how you established that Twitter relationship, which has now turned into a pretty good friendship.
Yeah, it's funny how social networks work out. But, you know, we actually did meet over Twitter, you know, exchange numbers and stuff. And I just reached out to him, you know, asking him about workouts, asking him about, you know, what it's like to make the transition to the NBA, you know, what kind of things do I need to look out for, and what should I really focus on in my workouts. And then as the season progressed, you know, just asking him about, you know, the draft, combine, and I actually broke my foot, and in my senior year, so I was asking about his therapy, when he was shooting jumpers, you know, when he was out of the boot. So it was very helpful in terms of, you know, preparing me for, you know, this moment right here, you know, getting to this moment and making sure that I'm ready, you know, physically and mentally.
Every guard loves to play with a big guy that can be a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Clearly having an all-star like LaMarcus is a pretty good place to start.
Yeah, definitely. It's a blessing to have a guy of his caliber, you know, to be able to knock down shots. You know, at the same time, he's a good back-to-the-basket guy with a nice fadeaway, you know, kind of a pick-and-spread guy, so to speak. So just thankful to be in the NBA, man. It's a blessing to be able to play with, you know, guys that are better than you, guys that are as good as you, and guys that are specialists in a sense that, you know, they can knock down shots. There's defenders, and there's also guys that there's drops. There's just three.
You've got a head coach in Terry Stotts that makes the three-point shot. Last season's Blazers team set a franchise record for most three-pointers made in a season. He says he wants to play even faster this season, and you're going to be part initially of that second unit, and so that's probably music to your ears as a guy that likes to get up and down the court and doesn't mind taking a perimeter shot or two.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it's a great situation in terms of, you know, being able to run and gun a little bit, you know, but at the same time, you got to lock down on defense and kind of build your staple there. That's how you win championships, but I think our offense is going to be very powerful. You know, we got Robinson coming in. We got, you know, Darrell Wright, you know, or Watson. So I think we have a good group of guys that can come in and contribute right away.
Now, you probably saw some of the numbers when Damian had a point guard that he could play alongside in the latter part of last season.
Yeah.
And now there's some talk about you not only kind of anchoring maybe the second unit, but also playing alongside Damian a little bit. And do you look at that as a situation where, and it seems like the NBA is getting back to just having guards out there, and you said this on draft night when people wanted to peg you as either a point guard or shooting guard, you said, I'm just a guard, and it seems like a lot of teams are going back to that now.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you look at the NBA now, now. You know, that's what it's shaping towards. I remember when, and I'm not saying I'm a Hall of Famer, I'm not saying Dame's a Hall of Famer, but, you know, when Isaiah Thomas is in Detroit, they drafted Joe Dumars. You know, a similar situation where they learned to play together in terms of knocking down shots and playing off of each other and being able to create for each other. I think that's one of the biggest things you got to do in the NBA, not only create for yourself, but create for others. And I think Dame and I are in a position where we can both do that. And I think it'll show this year.
And even more recently, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson with Golden State last year.
Yes, absolutely.
So as you look at summer, we talked about summer league, what will the rest of your summer look like heading into training camp in terms of getting ready for your first season?
Just a lot of lifting, a lot of conditioning in terms of getting my body right. At some point, I may go back to Long Island and work out with Jay Hernandez and then maybe take a trip to California and work out with some of the strength and conditioning guys I have in place out there while I'm visiting my agent. And just continue to get better, and I'll come out here. I'll talk to Coach and see when he wants me to report. I know rookies usually come in a little bit earlier, and we have a little gap in between the summer league and then the open gym period where we'll play a little bit 5-on-5 and then when we start training camp. So I'll just kind of get the date situated, find a condo, and then get the ball rolling.
And the great thing about Portland is the weather today, it's pretty much like this 300 days a year.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. It's always nice, but sometimes there's a little bit of rain.
That's right, a little rain. But we're happy you're here, and welcome to Portland.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
CJ McCollum here on Trailblazers Courtside. We'll continue with more coming up in just a moment.
More than two options at Tonkin.com. We have 17 new car brands. Any color or style, new or used, you could possibly want.
You ought to take a look at these getaway cars.
If you had a dollar for every dollar car insurance companies say they'll save you by switching, you'd have like a ton of dollars. But how are they saving you those dollars? A lot of companies might answer, or no comment. Then there's Esurance. Born online, raised by technology, and majors in efficiency. So whatever they save, you save. Hassle, time, paperwork, hair tearing out, and yes, especially dollars. Esurance. Now backed by Allstate. Click or call.
Matt, what do we got going on here today?
Well, we put an addition on this home.
Before we start painting, obviously we got to prep. We got exterior and interior 3M Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. The exterior tape can hold up to the elements, the wind, the rain, the hot sun, the humidity. It has a waterproof backing. One of my favorite things about this tape, it has a quick snap tear. Also, it comes off cleanly up to 7 days. It's the perfect tape to use for exterior painting. Available at the Home Depot.
I, Damian Lillard of the Portland Trail Blazers, pledge to
respect myself.
Respect myself.
And show that same respect to all others.
I will take responsibility for my behavior,
my comments,
and my opinions at all times.
I pledge to constantly challenge myself
and others
to make it better.
To make it better.
For all people. Join us.
Come on.
Join us by taking our respect pledge at trailblazers.com/respect.
Respect.
When I send customers a Standard TV appliance, I know they're going to get taken care of.
I tell them that they won't beat the price, they won't beat the quality, and they won't beat the service.
You can go to a big box store, but you're not going to get the kind of service and knowledge that you get at Standard.
I think their product knowledge is excellent, and they make my job a lot easier.
I think that's peace of mind for me in order to know that my client is taken care of.
Standard delivers happy customers.
The expert service you need, Standard TV and Appliance.
Not sure we can mention the name of said individual on camera right now because
yeah.
He's a free agent.
Yeah, he's not really a free agent. He's been out of the league long enough.
Is he retired?
He might even be retired.
Oh, okay.
And he wasn't that good to begin with. People thought he was retired when he was playing.
Taking a shot at an old number 44. Just to be safe, I'm just going to say an old
number 44. And not Brian Grant. When we say number 44, right. We are not talking about BG.
No, right. And
after
he is retired.
He is
we
retired.
We can say his name, yes. It's July, but it's not too early to start thinking about seats for 2013-2014. And season tickets are the best value, best seats, and the best benefits. 10% off at concession stands at the Rose Garden, 20% off at the Blazers Fan Shop, and entrance into our Rip City United community, which gets you exclusive access to things like private player events, cooking with Tone, things that not just anybody gets invited to. And so those season tickets are available. You can secure them by calling 503-797-9600 or heading to trailblazers.com. We always enjoy the chance on Trailblazers courtside to visit with our friends. Saw him earlier today at the C.J. McCollum press conference. He's going to be on Talking Ball tomorrow. He's on Comcast Sports Northwest. He's on the website.
Haynes he's doing Haynes. It all.
He's everywhere. And
he's tweeting.
He's tweeting. He tweets. He is available in a variety of different places and always great information. It's our friend Chris Haynes. See, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Guys, you got to tell me, who's this number 44 you're talking about?
we show him every week. It's an obligatory Blazer buddy.
Oh, you talk about Boots? Okay. I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody from the past. See, now somebody in passing said, they said so they're going to be trading for a number 44. You know, and that's not what we're saying. It's
no.
Just for those listening on radio, it's a close-up shot of a Blazer buddy from the past. And he's definitely in the past, but we keep him. His name alive every week.
Yes.
So I think we probably could have said his name, but basically I'm just kind of erring on the side of caution.
I'm still trying to figure out how he got one of these plush dolls and I didn't
have
a damn plush doll. At least I played in some games.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Right?
In fact, I like your Twitter photo now. It's an old photo of you in action, right?
Is it? I don't even
know. Yeah, it is. That's complimenting him about something.
That tells you how much I pay attention. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should just assume most of the time that I probably have it right. I just go along with it, you know. So, C. Haynes is going to be a fun interview because we not only have you for one segment, but two segments, and we can't ask you anything specific. But the good thing is that you can take our very generic lead and go in any specific direction that you'd like. So, so I'll just start off by saying, what do you think of free agency so far? I can't get in trouble for that one.
Well, if you guys haven't heard, you guys are doing pretty good for yourselves. You know, I know you guys haven't heard or haven't caught wind to this, but, you know, rumors are out that possibly, you know, Blazers picked up Robin Lopez, Fresno native from New Orleans in a 3-team trade. And I think he's going to help shore up, you know, on the defensive end. You know, coming out of college, when Robin and Brooke was coming out, Brooke was known as the offensive guy, and Robin was viewed as the defensive guy who was going to, you know, be in the league for years and years and establish himself on the defensive end. So I think he still can do that. You know, I believe he's only 25 right now. You know, his prime is still yet to come. And I think it's a situation where Neil O'Shea felt like he had to give it a try because, you know, you look at this summer free agency, there really wasn't any big-time guys out there that the Blazers, you know, realistically could have got. They had $12 million in cap space, but that was nothing compared to a lot of cap space that other teams had. And so Neil O'Shea, he made you know, something out of nothing, and he got somebody to anchor that defense along with guys like Thomas Robinson, who you know, he's a wild card because, you know, this is going to be his third team in a year. And so we'll see if he can get his act together. Then, you know, Earl Watson, who is an established backup point guard. He's been in the game for a while. He's well-respected throughout the league. Really good guy. So I spoke to him a couple of days ago. Really, really excited to be here. And Darrell Wright, who had played in Philly, had an off year in Philly, but this guy can stroke the basketball. He's not the purest of the shooter, but he's somebody who shoots it with confidence, and somebody who I talked to as well, who said, you know, one of the things that brought him here that enticed him was playing under Coach Stotts, his run and gun offense, somebody who can get to shoot the ball and, you know, and just play freely. And so there's some good key additions to the team, and, you know, hopefully they can help that bench out.
Yo, Chris, this summer, finally, after a long winter, the sun came out. The sun has been shining. There's been a lot of rumors out there that the sun isn't shining in some more sunny cities right now. What do you think about that?
You guys killing it, man. I'll say this. You talk about some other. Let me just go with that.
Wait. Let me be very clear. Okay. I'm not talking about nothing. You can't talk about stuff I'm not talking about.
And a Seinfeld show was on for a lot of years talking about nothing. We can certainly kill an hour doing that.
I just feel it's time to talk about Dwight Howard right now.
Okay.
I just want to bring him up as of right now. And so Dwight Howard is a guy who I felt all along didn't feel comfortable with the pressure in the media in L.A. And it was a support. Yeah, I'm telling you guys for the first time. It's probably going to go in one ear and out the other. But allegedly, Dwight Howard has chosen to play with the Houston Rockets. And Bob always said that he was uncomfortable in the spotlight of L.A. And you know, the media was hard on him, you know, because in L.A., you know, they everything is under a microscope. They check things out. You know, you're under so much scrutiny. And that was one thing for Dwight. But another thing for Dwight that he had to deal with in L.A. was Kobe Bryant, because whatever mistake or goofball thing that he does on the court, Kobe Bryant is going to let him have it on the court in front of millions of people. And Dwight Howard has never in his career had anybody that will call him out and do it publicly. And so he's able to go into a situation where it's Houston's safe place, you know, the whole connection with China, the help boost his image there. And then he has a great friendship with James Harden. And also that group, that core pieces around the same age as him. And so I think he sees a window where they can, you know, pick up some championships along the way. And I just think L.A. was just a bad fit. Kobe's just, you know, he's an extreme competitor, probably the most extremist competitor that we have in this league. But you know, we all know that guys like that are hard to play alongside. And so it just took, you know, Dwight Howard just had enough. And that's what I'm hearing. And like I said, you guys, y'all can listen to it or not, wheels and toe, probably go in one ear and out the other. But that's just what I'm hearing. So as far as you know right now, I'm breaking the news to you guys right now that Dwight Howard has chosen to go play for the Houston Rockets.
Now, you mentioned championships. The Miami Heat won their second consecutive championship. You called that. I give you all the praise. I was not calling that. You called that. Great job. But now, next year's NBA champion, do you think that Miami still has the what it takes to be that championship team, or do you see some teams maybe jumping up and causing them more problems than they had this year?
Well, yeah, if you look at the East and some of the moves that were reportedly made with Brooklyn, that is, with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and those guys went over there, that definitely solidifies them, I believe, as a top three team in the East. But I still have to go with Miami. They still got the same core guys. And, you know, people want to talk about Dwayne Wade falling off. Yeah, he may have fell off, but if you look at the season he had a great, efficient, productive season, shooting over 50% from the field as a guard. You know, he played very efficient. And then, you know, the injuries, the knee issues, I think that was the main concern to why there was so much of a dip in his production during the playoffs and in the NBA Finals. So I expect him to come back healthy. But the Heat are still the team to beat, man. There's so many teams making some moves, man. The Clippers, you know, Doc Rivers going over there. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's especially in the West, you know, and then Iguodala allegedly, reportedly going over to Golden State. And there was one move that I like, a couple moves that I like from a team, the New Orleans Pelicans, bringing over Tyreke Evans. They got Drew Holiday. They got Eric Gordon, and they got Anthony Davis. That is a tremendous core. Now, albeit there's only one basketball that those guys can share, but if Monty Williams get those guys to play together, that's one scary team to look out for. They're young. The sky's the limit for them. So I still think the Miami Heat are the team to beat, but there's definitely some teams that are catching up.
This just in, courtesy of the captain, the number 44 Blazer Buddy doll that we were showing earlier, we can say the name because that individual is retired. So not only am I going to say Ruben Boomshay Boomshay because I just want to be able to say a name and feel a little, you know, little
like we can report something.
Yeah, like I'm on the sly about doing it. But I'm gonna give you another. I'm gonna give you like his middle name, Reuben Bertrand Boomche.
So he was
retired.
Triple B's.
Yes, and unfortunately he had to retire at age 33 a couple of years ago because of a heart condition. I hope he's all right.
Ooh. But I won't make too much fun of him. But like I said, some people didn't know he was playing. They thought he was retired when he was playing. That's a conversation for a different day.
Yeah, he was picked in the 2001 NBA draft by the Blazers with the 50th overall pick. 44 games played over three seasons.
Hey, now, Chris, do you know much about Reuben Boomche?
No, I remember when he was playing. I thought he was drafted much later.
You got a better memory than a lot of other people.
I was about to say, but I'm going to tell you, the only real Boomche story I have is, and it was reported in the news, I guess it was after practice one day, and they were working on some drills. He was working with Mo Cheeks' staff, working on some footwork stuff. Rasheed Wallace decided it was going to be a great idea to throw a basketball down there, hit him in the side of the head, knocked him out. The only time Reuben Boomche was in the newspaper was because he got knocked out by a basketball bomber from Rasheed Wallace.
She was a great paintball player, and you could see.
Oh, man.
He had good aim.
That was our way of getting out with paintball.
That group was big into paintball. Whatever happened to that lady that owned the paintball place? She used to sit in the first row?
She went crazy. I'm going with that. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. She might have gone
crazy. It's a good story.
She got hit in the head with too many paintballs. She went crazy.
You shouldn't sample your own product. How many times have drug dealers said that over the years? How we've gotten from paintball to drug dealers to being hit in the head, I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
So it's probably a good place to pause for a short time out. And when we come back, Chris will be here for more information as he tries to sift through our generic questions to provide specific answers for what you want to know. On this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, 2 days away from freedom, when all names are once again eligible to be said. We are simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast SportsNet, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
Got a project? Then you need Conrad Lumber Company. Get in today and shop our large selection of major brand composite decking and shop the largest in-stock selection of railing systems in Portland. We have what you need with the service you expect. Conrad Lumber Company. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
We're a small company. We need to save.
We order 15 different kinds of pens. I say we decide on one.
Too controversial.
What if we just get our phone and internet from one provider?
Actually, Comcast Business is a great value. We can get more for less.
You're the office manager. How much less do we have?
Oh, we are rolling in less, sir.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today and add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business drives business.
Let's face it, appearances count. That's why so many men and women, in an effort to look their best, come to Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Dr. Marla Ross and her staff are the most experienced and respected surgical team in Portland. They're local, not a franchise. You'll discover the price of hair restoration surgery is less expensive than the long-term cost of maintaining a hair system. It's the natural choice. You'll like what you see. Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Get online or call us today for your free consultation.
Got a project? Then you need Conrad Lumber Company. Get in today and shop our large selection of major brand composite decking and shop the largest in-stock selection of railing systems in Portland. We have what you need with the service you expect. Conrad Lumber Company. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
You're watching Comcast SportsNet, home for Northwest sports.
Mondays by Bravo go back to where it all began. Orange County, the extremes.
She got a chin implant?
Tara and Eddie are finally ready.
In less than like a month, I could be pregnant.
The ex-friends.
Butt out.
That's totally, completely unfair.
What team are you on now?
She's someone that I absolutely do not want in my life.
And the exploits.
She got caught with some other guy when she was married to Don.
Don't you get it?
The Real Housewives of Orange County is all new every Monday at 9, 8 central. Only by Bravo.
Don!
Even when you're 2,000 miles away, you'll never feel far from home. With Xfinity Home, you can arm your security system, control your lights, and even adjust your thermostat. All while you soak up the sun. Simplify your life with the total home security and control solution. Plus, get 24/7 professional monitoring. Xfinity Triple Play subscribers. Now you can add Xfinity Home for only $29.95 a month. Plus, you can lock in your rate for 2 years and save over $200. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Garden Club seats are a great way to enjoy not only Trailblazers games, but all of the major events at the Rose Garden Arena. Took in Fleetwood Mac in concert.
Fleetwood Mac.
They were still cranking it out pretty well.
I want to go see Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, I would be
coming up on the 22nd.
Yeah. Pearl Jam is going to be announced soon as coming.
Pearl Jam. Now, I wasn't a Pearl Jam fan because, you know, that was not my style of music. But I would go see them because it's at least my era of music.
Yeah. In fact, the first time I saw Fleetwood Mac on this tour was in Tacoma, and Eddie Vedder was sitting in the very next section over. So, the lead singer for Pearl Jam.
Okay, thank you.
I could tell from your reaction, you said, who's Eddie Vedder? How does that tie in with what we were just talking about? So I figured I'd add that in.
Some more information right there. I knew we were going somewhere, but I just didn't know what the destination was.
Those Rose Garden Club seats, by the way, ideal client entertainment options.
Yes.
So secure yours today, 503-963-3993, 503-963-3993, or head to trailblazers.com. I know that Chris Haynes knew who Eddie Vedder was and is.
He must be from Fresno, then.
Well, he did mention somebody earlier that's from Fresno. So he does like to highlight the Fresno angle whenever possible, that's for sure. See, I don't know about the Blazers Summer League roster, if there's any Fresno ties. But what do you think about a roster that may actually give us an early peek at some guys we're going to be seeing again in October when the real training camp rolls around?
Yeah, it would be around seven guys that will possibly be on the Trailblazers official roster for next season. And so, it's a lot of guys that you can, keep an eye on. And, I'm looking forward to, definitely CJ. I want to see what, his transition, because, one thing about this is that you can't duplicate Dame. He's a small college, four-year guy. Dame having the success he had. CJ's not going to be Damian Lillard. I'm interested in seeing how he's going to be able to transition into a league. And some of the league is going to be a jump start. And Myers Leonard, man, checking out his development, seeing if he's gotten better on the defense end, his defensive awareness, knowing when to help, when to rotate, how to rotate, getting his body in position on the offensive end, things like that. And then Will Barton, it's a lot of guys, man, I'm just intrigued by, and I can't wait to see that. A couple of the draft pick, Allen Crabbe, he's a knockdown shooter and somebody that fit perfect under Coach Stotts' system. So, you just go down a list, man. I'm excited. I was excited to see Dame last year, to see what he was going to, to be able to do and bring to the club. And, he lived up to all the expectations. But I think I'm probably even more so excited this year because there's just so many guys to look out for.
It's interesting. You look at C.J. McCollum, and there's a lot of similarities between he and Damian Lillard. And we have to be careful not to put too much pressure on the young man, but I also feel like you have to look at it for what it is. Dame came in into a situation where the job was his. CJ's coming in, and the job already belongs to somebody, but I'll say this. For me, when I see C.J. McCollum, what I'm looking for is efficiency. Does he have the same type of efficiency that Damian has? And I actually think he has an advantage that Damian didn't have. Dame clears a lot of openings for CJ that Dame didn't, and Damian didn't have anybody to do that for him. I think that's going to make it very interesting, and I think he may have less numbers, but I think he's going to be more efficient because the team is going to be better.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. He stepped into a situation where he has guys around him that's going to be able to help him. A lot of rookies, they don't get that opportunity, when they're drafted high, get that opportunity to be amongst, good players that's going to help their game. But I look at it like this, Tone. Dame got the keys to the car last year. He's able to, as a point guard. But I believe CJ's going to have the keys to the bench. And it's still going to be, I'm putting something up in a little bit, just putting caution out there. Let's not put too much pressure on the kid. And just because Dame has so much success, we're going to expect CJ to have some type of level of success. It doesn't always work that way. Most guys who come from small colleges, there's an adjustment period. And this guy's mature beyond his years. I have no doubt about that. But You know, I just want to be, you know, just have people be cautious about, you know, the additions coming in here, because while there is an improvement as far as the additions that's going to be added to the team, but, you know, you just remember how bad the bench was last year. So it didn't take much. So I just want to err on caution out there, just because these guys are going to need some time. And CJ, I think he's going to develop into a great player, and, we'll gauge it more so in summer league, but, you know, let's keep it down. I pose the question, you know, if Damian Lillard, you know, didn't have the success he had last year, will all this praise and hype be amongst a CJ?
No.
It probably wouldn't.
No.
Exactly.
And every guy coming out, every mid-major guy coming out for the next 5 years should pay a stipend to Damian Lillard for getting him drafted. I mean, you say that jokingly, but seriously, none of those guys would even be looked at were it not for Damian. If CJ has success, it'll be Damian and then CJ and then the next guy. And all of a sudden, those mid-major guys like Terry Porter and guys, you know, from way back become more relevant and they get drafted. They have success. The other thing that I look at, too, though, Chris, the three times the Blazers have drafted a four-year college guy in the NBA lottery, two of them became Rookie of the Year. And I'm not putting no pressure on the dude, but, man, that's a lot to live up to.
Yeah, no pressure at all, though. No pressure at all.
But, you know, I'll say this, too, Chris. I believe he's ready to handle it.
Yeah, he's very mature. So if anybody like Damian, another comparison
and,
that is
And accurate. Brandon. Brandon was mature. Yeah. Both of all three of them very mature beyond their years.
Now, we're going to Vegas, so obviously it's a place where gambling is king, and we're going to see a lot of the standout rookies over a week to 10-day period. Who do you think see in tone? I'll ask you, courtesy of Bovada, who do you think is the odds-on favorite right now anyway to win the 2013-2014 NBA Rookie of the Year?
Ooh.
I will tell you this much. He did not have a good first game at the Orlando.
Oh, Trey Burke. It had to be Trey. It's easy to go to point guard because the ball's in their hands more. Yeah. The only thing I caution against, though, Utah's team, they've got some talented players on that team already. And in order to really have a chance at the Rookie of the Year, you've got to go to a team that's depleted of a lot of talent. I mean, the Blazers had three players, and Dame came in, three players that were already here. Dame came in and immediately supplanted two of those, only behind LaMarcus. Will Trey Burke supplant those young guys that have already been in Utah and become their first or second best option? I don't know so.
Who do you think has the second best odds to win the Rookie of the Year, either of you guys?
Chris, I'll let you go first. Second best odds.
How about Victor Oladipo?
Very good. 11-2 odds. Burke is 4-1, by the way. 11-2 odds. And then there are two guys tied for the third best odds. Any guesses there?
I'm going to tell you who impressed me with his first game in the summer league. Kelly Olynyk looked good. I don't know.
He did. He's a little further down on this list, but considering
Anthony
the
Bennett?
Situation in where he's going in Boston, he's going to get a lot of playing time, that's for sure. Anthony Bennett is fifth on the list, but these two guys are tied at 15-2 odds for third best.
It won't be Otto Porter. He's not an offensive player. CJ and McLemore.
You're half right. CJ is there, and Otto Porter is there.
Otto Porter, huh?
Yeah, CJ and Otto Porter, 15-2, and rounding out the top five, Michael Carter-Williams at 9-1.
Like him.
And the highest odds, if you want to just go for a long shot, who would have thought Nerlens Noel, 33-1, would be ranked as the highest odds to win Rookie of the Year, along with Dennis, and his name is not Schroeder, right? It's pronounced differently?
Schroeder? I don't know.
It's pronounced differently, the guy.
Now, what about Alex Lynn?
Alex Len is 14-1. He and Olynyk and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, another guy who did not have a good first game in the Orlando Summer League. Those three are at 14-1. Cody Zeller is 12-1. Ben McLemore, 10-1. Anthony Bennett, 10-1. Shabazz Muhammad, 15-1. Shane Larkin, 16-1. Sergei Karazov, 25-1, along with Tim Hardaway Jr. And then Noel and Schroeder, but it's pronounced differently than that. Both 30.
Schroeder? I don't know.
It's kind of funny.
Chris, I wanted to ask you, though, because we haven't really had a chance to talk much about it. Summer League games thus far, have you had a chance to check out many of them? And I thought that Victor Oladipo looked very impressive in his first Summer League game down in Orlando.
Yeah, no, I've been checking out. But yeah, Victor Oladipo, he's definitely, they're trying him out at point a little bit, you know, putting the ball in his hands a lot, and he's getting a lot of turnovers. But, you know, that's okay in summer league. You want to get that all out of the system, see what areas he needs to improve at. But, you know, Tone, I've been big on that kid for a while now.
Yes.
Man, he's only 6'3", but he's so long and he's so athletic that I think he can play the two position full-time just naturally with ease.
I think it's... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, I was going to say, I agree. I think that's his more natural position, but I think he can play some point as well.
Yeah, he had to get his ball handled up to par. And, you know, he's a player. He's a gamer. He's somebody you can be able to put in there and just, hey, put him out on the court. And I think he'll make magic happen. But, you know, I'm still big on that kid. As of right now, he's my favorite to get for the year.
See, we'll look for you tomorrow night on Talking Ball on Comcast SportsNet. And give everybody your Twitter address to follow.
My Twitter address is Wheels at, oh, my bad, it's @ChrisBHaynes.
Chris B. Haynes. Easy enough. Thanks for the visit. We'll see you at Summer League practice tomorrow.
All right, take care, guys.
Chris Haynes, and you catch him, Haynes and Janes, Comcast Sportsnet, CSNNW.com, Talking Ball right here on Comcast Sportsnet. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Tone about the Summer League experience. He certainly impressed a lot of people during his time and won a lot of admirers during his days playing Summer League. And we're going to ask him how maybe some of these Blazers, some of these NBA guys that will be in Las Vegas over a week to 10 days, what can they do to impress the people that will be taking a look at their games over 5 to 8 games played during that period of time. We'll do that as we continue with Trailblazers Courtside. We are streamed live at trailblazers.com and simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet and the Blazers Radio Network.
Tenacity, plated in chrome. Determination, covered in mud. Fight, firing on 6 cylinders. The new Ram 1500 with best-in-class fuel economy. Guts, glory, Ram. Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, well, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires good to have?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Matt, what do we got going on here today?
Well, we put an addition on this home.
Before we start painting, obviously we got to prep. We got exterior and interior 3M Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. The exterior tape can hold up to the elements, the wind, the rain, the hot sun, the humidity. It has a waterproof backing. One of my favorite things about this tape, it has a quick snap tear. Also, it comes off cleanly up to 7 days. It's the perfect tape to use for exterior painting. Available at the Home Depot.
Forever in gold, the 2013 CONCACAF Gold Cup. Panama versus Martinique. Mexico versus Canada. The first competitive Mexican game in Seattle. Thursday, July 11th, 5:30 p.m. at CenturyLink Field. For tickets, call 1-800-745-3000 or go to goldcup.org. The 2013 CONCACAF Gold Cup. Get your tickets today.
Coming up next, Talking Ball with Isaac Ropp, Ian Carmel, Dwight Janes, Chris Haynes. They'll keep you up to date on the NBA's free agency period. What's true, what's not. Also, Dwight continues his Awakening Legends series when he talks about Walter the Truth Berry. All that and more coming up next, Talking Ball.
Don't miss the next all-new edition of Talking Ball presented by Ram Trucks. Tomorrow at 6 on Comcast Sportsnet.
I can't believe they let us do this show. Seriously, I can't.
This is the Dan Patrick Show!
Don't miss the Dan Patrick Show, weeknights at 9 on Comcast SportsNet.
A
Trailblazers courtside crew tonight, consisting of director Phil Beard, producer John McConnell, video Steve Radford, graphics operator Kim Anderson, audio Corey Griffin, cameras Brian Buckwalter, John Curry, engineer Bruce Williams, online coordinator Justin Moulter, and our radio producer, also celebrating a birthday recently, the one and only Captain Rich Patterson. Oh, and talking about birthdays, sending out birthday wishes tomorrow to lovely wife Deb.
You know what?
All the great people are born in this 2 week period.
Lovely month of July.
All right, we got a couple weeks, or a couple
bucks.
Weeks, couple bucks coming up too.
No, July 5th.
Oh,
July 5th.
July 6th. Already had it.
Damn, I mean, July tonight. Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place.
All right, so you have a minute to tell us about Summer League. How you were able to maximize the experience, and what some of the free agents and guys that don't necessarily have a roster spot on an NBA team, how they can impress over a week to 10 days.
Coming into Summer League, when I came through, they had an idea of what you could do. And you had to show that. That was imperative. If you were a rebounder, you had to rebound the ball. If you were a shot blocker, you absolutely had to block shots. What got me over was when I got to L.A. in the Summer League with the Lakers, they found out, oh, this guy can shoot the ball a little bit. Oh, he can handle the ball a little bit as well. He's a pretty good passer. The defensive stuff they knew about, but they didn't know that I possessed offensive skills. They didn't realize that, you know, I tested as well, because I didn't get invited to the pre-draft camps and all of that stuff. I get to L.A. and I test with a 38-inch vertical. They didn't anticipate that. They thought that I was a good athlete, but I was able to prove it. It's all about getting there, showing what they know, and then showing that extra piece that they don't necessarily know about.
Blazers Summer League games begin this Saturday against Phoenix, Sunday against the Lakers, and next Tuesday against the Bulls. Next edition of Trailblazers Courtside will be a week from tonight. Mike and Mike will be on hand to host, and they will have, of course, all kinds of coverage from the Summer League in Las Vegas. For Antonio Harvey, I'm Brian Wheeler. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. Have a great rest of the week. Next time we talk to you, we can talk about anything we want. So long, everybody.
I think most of my clients have